out comes the second tight end, actually both tight ends, and they've got a wing to the right. Williams under pressure, and a safety blitz by Luther Bradley equals a sack. Luther Bradley came from the left side. That is Bradley's first sack of the year. Williams lost his pot on the play. He got hit so hard, he went down in a clump. The ball fell free, but it's a sack and a loss of 12 yards on the sack by Luther Bradley, his first of the season.
Well, the other thing about it, John, that almost could have been considered a fumble. I didn't really feel like his arm was going forward when he hit him, but the official felt so they will be punting. And again, defense exerted itself very well that series.
Okay, so now comes the punt from Case to Bruin. It's fourth down and 16. They lost officially 8 yards on the play. Standing back at the Gambler 10-yard line, Gerald McNeil. Well, you just love to see him out there ready to kick, get a punt return. This one's a high one. This one will be hard to return. McNeil will let it bounce at the 4, and it will stay in the field of play, and it will be down inside the 1. Arizona got the luck of the roll like nobody's business. A ball that bounces at the 4 has no right to stay in play, but that one did. And an excellent play by the Arizona Outlaw coverage team, a 50-yard punt. And there's nothing the Gamblers could do about it. They'll start first and 10 inside their own 1. Excellent play.
Well, excellent job from the punting standpoint. And more, John, punters that have worked on AstroTurf, they get in those situations. They can make the nose of that ball come down so it will bounce and turn sideways. John James, who has just retired from professional football, was one of the better at doing it, hitting that ball hit and taking a sideways bounce. You can learn to do that on AstroTurf, but you can't do it on regular grass.
Let's pause 10 seconds right now for station identification. You're listening to Houston Gambler Football.